Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's that 9 to 5 time to feel alive. This is Band from Ringside.
Tonight on the Band from Ringside podcast, it is WrestleMania weekend, guys. It's very exciting. We are going to be telling you the matches we're looking forward to the most, the ones we're not looking forward to the most, and we're going to give you all the winners tonight on the Band from Ringside podcast. Ditch that 9 to 5. It's time to feel alive. Hello, Marks, and welcome to the Band from Ringside podcast. It's our first ever WrestleMania podcast, and this is very exciting. I think last year we started around May, so this is the first one that we've ever done for the biggest weekend of the year for the world of professional wrestling. To my right, as always, we have Two Beers, Zach Bowman. What's going on, Zach?
Not a lot, man. It's a beautiful day in St. Louis, and I'm a little jazzed up. Looking forward to WrestleMania. I'm a little buzzed up, you know.
That's where you should be. And to his right, as always, we have Jason Cornelius Bell. What's going on, JCB?
Hashtag Boo the Heels. It's all good, baby.
All right, and to thanks for chiming in, Jason. And to his right, coming back in for one of his cameo appearances, I guess, we have Tinder Mahal. What's going on, Tinder Mahal?
What's up? WrestleMania season. Let's do this.
Let's do this, guys. We're coming at you from the exquisite Shock City Studios in beautiful St. Louis, Missouri on opening day night here in St. Louis. I know there's a bunch of people not too far away from here watching the ball game. That's what we're going to do when we get out of here.
Before, most of them are fucking blasted.
Blasted. More blasted than even you.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get too far into it, though, I'd like to tell you one of our two sponsors tonight is Soul Taco. Everybody, Soul Taco does the best Korean-Mexican fusion food in the world, no doubt, bar none. They got places in the U-City Loop, a place in Champaign, Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, Columbia, Missouri, Chesterfield, Missouri. They got two food trucks driving around town. So if you guys like your spicy pork, your steak, your chicken, if you like your burritos, your tacos, your quesadillas, your pot stickers, just for Mark Ortolan out there, your bulgogi bowls, whatever you guys like, go and get it from Soul Taco. They are a friend of the show. They are a sponsor of the show, and they've been a friend of the show from day one. So go check out Soul Taco. We're going to do things a little differently tonight, guys. Usually we do our three count. I cheated Sam there. I didn't tell him that we were going to do it. Ding, ding, ding. But we're going to get straight into predictions. We don't have a lot of time tonight. There's a lot of stuff to get to. So without further ado, we're going to do our NXT predictions. The hitmaker. An NXT TakeOver usually is better than WrestleMania, guys, or than the whatever pay-per-view follows it. Is that
I can't inaccurate? Think of a, I can't think of a single one. In the last couple of years, it wasn't.
Yeah, I mean, it's a quicker show. It's get in, get out. You know, great wrestling, great story build ups. I love it. It's great. It's just hard to watch a 6 hour WrestleMania as opposed to watching a 2.5 hour NXT TakeOver.
I've said it before that they never overdo it. It's never longer than 3 hours. In fact, it's never longer than 5 matches.
They give you just enough.
It's a tight show. It's a tight show.
So let's start off with a match that I watched NXT on the way right before I came in here. Two Beer came over and watched a little bit of it with me. We watched NXT, and the match that I know Two Beer is looking forward to the most is Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa in an unsanctioned match. Now, this is a blood feud, guys. This is a match that is taking place between two guys that were a tag team in the indies and in NXT for 12 years. Tommaso Ciampa attacked Johnny Gargano at a pay-per-view probably 9 months ago or
NXT
something.
NXT Chicago.
So What do you think about this match, Two Beer, and who do you think is going to win?
Well, the build for this has been amazing, and I think it was almost better that Ciampa had the injury and he tore his ACL and he was off screen for a long time.
I agree.
It almost fueled the story of everything being all about Johnny Wrestling. So he's left to sulk on the sidelines, and when he comes back, you just know it's fucking on. And these guys had one of the best matches of the Cruiserweight Classic whenever they were a tag team together. Arguably the best match of the Cruiserweight Classic.
I think it won Match of the Year in WWE that year, right?
It was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
And now we've got this great storyline. We've got this amazing heel in Tommaso Ciampa. We've got the one of the purest baby faces in the company with Johnny Gargano. And basically, my prediction for this, I feel like, especially since Gargano has lost clean so many times for the NXT title, I don't see him ending his NXT career. I think he's going to get some retribution, he's going to get some revenge, and he's going to go over to Tommaso
Ciampa. Is there a stipulation on this match?
Yeah, Gargano is done at NXT if he loses.
That's right. So
you know how Vince is, man. He's just all about his money.
You got Gargano going over. Thank you, JCB. That's a good point. So who do you think's more money? Do you think Gargano's going over or not going over?
I think Gargano's going over because they do not want to end this thing right now. This is the beginning of, I mean, it's been going on for a long time, but this is not the final payoff. We're going to
really,
get a good
really,
program.
If Gargano loses, then that means Gargano's going up to the main roster, which doesn't seem...
No, he's going to stay down, and he's going to be the face of NXT for a little while longer.
Joey.
You know, I think that the you guys kind of said this, you kind of laid this out when you said blood feud. I think it's so hard these days, especially in WWE, to make something personal, to make people believe, oh, man, these guys hate each other. Even though they were in the indies together and they were best friends and they were a tag team, they hate each other. And you don't see that too much. There's not one match on Mania, as much as I love the Mania card, where I'm like, man, these guys hate each other. This is a personal blood feud. It's, you know, I want to see these guys rip each other's heads off. This is that match.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to see what these guys can do. And I got Gargano going over because he hasn't won a match in a while. I think it's his turn to win a match. It's the whole underdog story. But I love what they've done together, the whole, like, him coming to his house. You know, it's just fantastic. I love it. But yeah, Gargano's going over.
That was a really good spot a couple weeks ago in NXT, too, when everybody was holding up Johnny Gargano's signs and Ciampa was ripping them up. And then he ripped up that big one. And the guy behind it was wearing a mask. He ripped off his mask and it was Gargano. And then
fantastic.
Gargano beat shit out of him.
That was good.
I got Gargano going over here, too. So
you sure you didn't want to make it for Better Pod? And
no, I'm done with that. I'm done with that. I'm not doing that anymore. I got to write this down. JCB, you got Johnny Gargano too, right?
Oh, dude, you got your goddamn mind right now.
Oh, you got Tommaso Ciampa. Okay, I didn't know that. That seems strange to me because I usually go with Chalk. But Sam the Mauler Maul, you got Gargano. Just hold up a finger. Gargano 1 or Ciampa 2? Oh, he's going Tommaso Ciampa. And... just so everybody knows, Sam the Mauler Maul is still in the running for not coming in last place. I'm still in last place. That's me, Orlando Face. So I guess we got to move straight ahead, guys. Ember Moon versus Shayna Baszler. I'll go first here. I don't think it's time. Wait, Ember Moon's got the championship, right?
Yep.
I guess I'll go Ember Moon. I don't think it's time for Shayna Baszler to take it over yet. What do you say, Two-Beer Zach Bowman?
As much as I want to agree with that, Shayna Baszler is no spring chicken. I think she's 37 years old, and the build to this has been good in the sense that Ember Moon has just barely escaped her every time they've encountered each other. I also see Ember going to the main roster, and I think having a heel NXT Women's Champion with a lot of underdog people, you know, going after it, like Kairi Sane and such, kind of makes more sense. And just having Baszler run roughshod, even though I don't think she's as talented as Moon, I think Baszler is going to take this one, and we're going to see Ember Moon on the main roster.
JCB, what do you got?
Okay, whatever the case may be.
All right, so I guess he's taking Shayna Baszler then. Tinder Mahal.
You know, this is a toss-up because there is so many different ways both these girls could go. I see them both going to the main roster very soon. But it's who do you want to carry that title and to carry that throne in NXT? And I would have to say Ember Moon's the one who's going to do it. So I'm going to take Ember Moon. I think Shayna Baszler's going to be in the Battle Royal. And that's all I got.
Wait, so who'd you take?
Ember Moon.
And Sam, the Mauler Maul, you got Ember Moon 1 or Shayna Baszler 2. Who you taking? Ooh. Wait, who did I say was 2?
I don't know. You might want to do it.
Ember Moon Baszler. He's taking Shayna Baszler. We will move on to the Authors of Pain versus Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong versus the Undisputed Era. Now, the Undisputed Era is Bobby Fish is hurt, and we don't know if he's cleared to wrestle. So I don't know if it's going to be Adam Cole and Kyle O'Reilly versus AOP and Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong, but we have to do it in descending order. So Two Beer Zach, predictions.
I think in descending order, so that means least likely first.
Least likely first, yes.
Least likely first. That seems to me to be ascending, but anyway.
That's descending.
I know, we're going up. Either way.
We got an hour, guys. Come on.
We're going down.
So
hold on a second.
It's six of one, half dozen of the other.
That's six of one.
This is Comedy Central, dog.
So I think least likely to win, AOP. Even though those guys are super young, I see them on the main roster sooner rather than later. I think this is the perfect opportunity to let the Undisputed Era continue kind of their reign, even though Bobby Fish is injured. If he's not there, you got Adam Cole. I think it just kind of makes sense. I have really dug Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne. I think they look great together. I think it works. It was organic, even though it seemed kind of forced at first. And I love seeing Pete Dunne on TV more often. I just think that's much more of a temporary thing and could lead to like a feud between the two, which would be really cool.
So you're saying AOP last.
Yes.
PD and Strong 2. Second. And Undisputed is number 1.
Undisputed Era retaining.
Oh, that's so cute. You and Jason have the exact same fucking thing again. Joey O'Farrell.
I have no rebuttal. That was perfect.
Oh,
thank you, sir. That's how you debate.
That is how you debate. I will take AOP last. I don't think Undisputed wins. I'll take Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong as 1. AOP is last because I think AOP's on their way up to the main roster. Sam the Mauler Maul, AOP, and you can come up to the mic for this one if you want to. We got the Authors of Pain versus Pete Dunne and Roderick Strong versus the Undisputed Era. Now, give me the least likely to the most likely.
Least likely, I say Authors of Pain. That's an emo band name.
An emo band that you probably listened to like 5 years ago.
Yeah, fuck off. I'd go with the Strong guy. Okay. Roderick, is that right?
Yep, Strong Roderick. And Dunne. And you got the Undisputed Era as number 1, yeah, as the most likely?
Yeah, it's Undisputed. Can't there dispute it.
Good point. Never really thought about it like that. Coming up next, we have Aleister Black and Andrade Cien Almas in the title picture, in the title match for the NXT Championship. I'll go first. This really comes down to who you think is going to be on the main roster the night after or the week after or Raw or SmackDown. And really, I think that person is Almas. I think that Almas has. I think they'll keep Aleister Black down at NXT because I think they have to revisit a couple more feuds before they can get rid of him. So I'm saying that Almas is going to win. I'm saying that Aleister Black is going to win and Almas is going to lose.
You know, that's a really good point. You think about it. They don't really have like a big... Mexican superstar right now, Hispanic superstar in WWE.
Yeah.
Besides, you know, like a main event. I'm not saying.
I was saying that the two beer earlier, like ever since Del Rio left, they haven't had a big Hispanic superstar since Del Rio left, that I, unless I'm missing somebody.
No, I completely agree with you. I think Black's going over. I still think they're looking for that guy though to carry that belt, and he's not the guy.
And I think that Almas also had a really good run in the Royal Rumble this year.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Where he lasted 20 guys or something. I mean, he was like sixth guy in and like one of five or six left. So I'm taking Almas. Or I'm taking Black. You're taking Black. JCB.
And it's all about the book, and you know this.
Took Almas. And Sam, you can hold up a one for Almas or a two for Aleister Black.
Black.
Always bet on Black. And two beers, Zach Bowman, who you got?
Yeah, I got Black, man. For those reasons that you guys said, and Almas has had a great run. He had arguably the best match of the year so far. With him and Gargano.
Awesome.
He's had something like a 150-day title reign, which is like the longest that we've had in a long time down in NXT. And I can see him on the main roster. And like you said, I really look forward to a Black title run, revisiting him in Velveteen Dream, seeing him against Adam Cole again. All that sounds fantastic to me.
Yeah. It's but, six in one hand, half dozen in the other.
And people
exactly.
Don't realize,
I'm with you,
Jason. People don't realize, man, he's been there almost. He's been there for 4 years in NXT.
Sure. Yeah.
He toiled away at the bottom of the card for a long time, or as a jobber for a long time.
No, and, for sure.
But whenever they paired him with Zelina Vega, that was the perfect thing to do.
As an act, they're spectacular.
Yeah, they're main roster material together, because he's not the greatest on the mic just because of a language barrier, but he's phenomenal in the ring, and she's fucking money on the mic.
She's a great heater, for sure.
I agree. We're going to go to our North American ladder match belt last. So... this one's tough, and I wrote this down for you. There's six guys on that page next to you, so I'm going to go least to first. I'll do it right now. I'll go first. My least, I'm going to say Lars Sullivan has no chance of winning this bad boy. I'll take Killian Dane second. I will take Ricochet third. There's no reason to debut a babyface as the first winner of this. I think the first winner of this has got to be heel. I'll take Velveteen Dream as third. And then I'll take Adam Cole, baby, as second. And I think that EC3 is going to take it over. I think he wins. He's the first official winner of the North American belt. Sam, you want to go next?
Who are these people?
Yeah, I know. I know.
I'll go with Velveteen Dream last, because that's an ice cream flavor. And then after that, I would say next least likely, Killian Dane, then Ricochet, then Adam Cole, then EC3, and I'm going to take Lars Sullivan. It's my top pick.
Fair enough.
Good choice.
Yeah, that's a very good... Oh, did you want me to say that for you to make you feel better? Oh, that's a good choice. That's a good choice, Sam. Two beers, Zach Pullman. Who you got?
Mine bottom tier is going to look pretty similar to yours. I'm going to go Lars Sullivan last, just because he seems obvious to run roughshod, because he's like the Braun Strowman of NXT, but they're going to take him out pretty early. Killian Dane is great. I just don't see him winning it. Ricochet, for the same reason, he seems kind of like a shoe-in, but he is going to be a babyface, and I don't see that happening. So really,
it's also his first match ever.
And it's first match in NXT. So my top three definitely look a little different than yours. I'm going to put in the top three EC3 at the bottom for symmetry. Mm-hmm. And also because I just hate the way he looks. He looks like the kind of guy that like had sex with my girlfriend.
And, he might like, have.
And reminds me all the time about it.
He might have had sex with your girlfriend.
He might have. He could have. And then, like, whatever you guys...
She probably liked it.
I'm sure she did. And then my top two, man. I would love to see Velveteen Dream take this thing, but he's still real young. I think Adam Cole's going to take it, and I think we're going to have this, like, heel stable run where basically... Undisputed Era holds most of the belts in NXT, and I think that would be really cool.
All right. Jinder Mahal.
All right, real quick. I just want to say less is more. Less titles is better. I hate that they're adding this new title. I think it's totally regardless. No one cares about it. It's basically like the TNA King of the Mountain Championship.
Yeah.
The European Championship, whatever
you want to call it. I don't get it. Like, everyone should be fighting for either like the tag team titles or the main title. I love that about NXT.
But they only do 4 pay-per-views a year, though. Like, having 2 titles, I mean, having each pay-per-view having 4 titles defend, it's okay, right? No?
No. I mean, they can, like I said before, like in TNA NXT, they can make things personal, you know? They have the time to kind of, you know, take their time with these feuds for these pay-per-views, for these takeovers.
Yeah.
They don't need belts to do this, you know? They have these stars. Anyway, that being said, I'll go Killian Dane, Lars Sullivan, EC3, Ricochet, Velveteen Dream, Adam Cole.
Very nice. I will say, to your point, I don't disagree with that, and I don't disagree with Bill either. I'm kind of, you know, in between on this.
That's some 50-50 podcasting right
50-50
there.
50-50 really podcasting.
I do want to say, though, I love the look of this belt. It looks so sexy. It's not as good as the UK championship, but it looks like a boxing belt. It looks like serious business. It's not flashy. The logo's not really like the main focus. It just looks cool, and I'm down with that. I like cool looking belts.
I do think it looks cool. I agree with that.
I agree. And that's,
dude, you are so goddamn hot right now.
That's going to do it for
JCB doesn't agree with anything.
JCB doesn't agree with anything. That's going to do it for our NXT predictions. We got to get to our WrestleMania predictions. But hey, guys, before we get to our WrestleMania predictions, I'd like to tell you about a super sweet place that I visited 3 times in 7 days last week. And that's called JJ Twigs on Southampton. Now, Jinder Mahal met me one night at JJ Twigs, didn't you, Jinder Mahal?
Oh, you know it.
And what kind of pizza did you get? I got
the Super Mario Brothers.
Ah, that's the Super Mario's my favorite also, which is homemade chopped meatballs with fresh basil. You can try it with mushrooms and onions. I also recommend the Ciao Bella with olive oil and garlic with spinach and tomato and artichoke and onion. You might not all be vegetarians out there, but it's a delicious pizza. They got the Harvest Moon, which is mushrooms, onions, green peppers, black olives, tomatoes. The Chuck Berry, which is pepperonis, mushrooms, and jalapeno. You can get it as thin crust, or you can get it as a double decker where they put one pizza, complete pizza, on top of another complete pizza. And it's only $4 more, guys. That's so JJ Twigs on Hampton. I recommend it. I don't even like pineapple on my pizza, but the Country Grammar up there has Pappy's barbecue sauce, pulled pork, pineapple, red onion, and cheddar cheese. And
that sounds great.
That sounds fire right now. So guys, all you gotta do is reach out to me or reach out to BFR Pod on Twitter, BFR Zach, BFR Bill, BFR JCB, Band from Ringside on Facebook, at BFR on Instagram, or Friends of BFR on Facebook. Reach out to me, say, hey, Bill, give me one of them gift cards, JJ Twigs, and I will send you a gift card from JJ Twigs.
Do make sure that he doesn't go with you, though, because especially around happy hour, because he'll get blasted, and then when you're in the bathroom, he'll order food and not tell you, and then he'll be ready to leave when his food gets there.
I also bought you a shot when you said, don't buy me a shot. But hey, guys, go to JJ Twigs. They're a friend of the show. They're a sponsor of the show. And tell them that BFR sent you.
This is Band from Ringside.
It's WrestleMania prediction time, guys. The first one that we're going to start off with is what I think will probably be, and I'll go off first, picking my winner. I think this is probably going to be the curtain jerker after the pre-show, because they like to get people off to a happy start, like a couple of years ago when they had Zack Ryder win the U.S. title. Rusev versus Orton versus Rude versus Jinder Mahal. I'm going to go least to first. I'm going to go Jinder is least. Rude is second. RKO as third, and I think that Rusev is going to win that match to get the crowd psyched up, and so they can guarantee that the entire crowd is not chanting Rusev Day for the rest of the WrestleMania. Tinder Mahal, you got?
I think you're exactly correct. I will keep that same order you had, but I will say this. I think Rusev Day is the new Daniel Bryan of 3-4 years ago. I think this is Rusev's time, and you know, even though it's not the world title or the universal title, it's still a big deal. I think putting him out there in a platform where he's going to win a title at WrestleMania is great. Yeah, I'm excited they're actually going with him, and I don't see anybody else. It's Rusev all the way, 100% sure.
The build hasn't been great, but it'll get the crowd off to the right start.
Well, the build hasn't been great for any of these matches, but I digress. Go ahead, Zach.
Two beer.
Rusev Day! Rusev Day! I actually had the exact same order. Yeah, that's not so crazy if you really think about it too hard, but
no,
that's exactly what I thought. And it's going to get the people going. I think he had a good U.S. title run whenever he had it before. I really liked him as U.S. champion, and I think it's a good fit.
Guess who Jason had going? Jason only sent me one name as being the winner for this match, and it was Jinder Mahal.
Okay, whatever the case may be.
Well, the case is not going to be that.
Sam, I am.
Okay, whatever the case may be.
It's not going to be that, Jason.
Okay, whatever the case may be.
Sam, you got to go next. Rusev, RKO, Rude, and Jinder Mahal. I like how he doesn't stand up. He's got to pull the mic down.
Just scoot over. Am I going from least to most again?
Yeah.
Least, I'm going to go Bobby Rude. Third, I say Orton. Then Jinder Mahal and Rusev on top.
All right, there we go.
I bet Rusev on top's how him and Lana do it.
No, I bet not.
Okay, whatever the case may be.
Coming up next, we're going to have Nia Jax versus Alexa Bliss. Tinder Mahal first.
Nia Jax all the friggin' way. This is Nia's time to shine. She's going to come out and hopefully be that monster we all wanted her to be and they want her to be. I think anything other than her beating the living shit out of Alexa Bliss is a disappointment. I can see them doing a disqualification because they want the mic skills of Alexa Bliss, get her some more heat, but I'm going to have to go.
Well, this question is, just so you know, like, who leaves holding the belt?
It's going to be Nia. I think this is Nia's time. I think WrestleMania is a time for the good guy to win, for the babyface to go over. And I think it sends a bad message for the anti-bullying campaigns that they're trying to do if the bully wins at WrestleMania.
I have an answer for that. Two beers, Zach Mullen.
I agree. Completely with Tinder, because Alexa has been great. She's better on the mic, but most of these builds have been bad. If any of them have been decent, it's this one, because it's a slower build, it's a longer build, and she's really getting some babyface love. So I see Nia Jax walking away with this title.
Sam, one for AB, two for Nia Jax. Alexa Bliss or Nia Jax? One or two? Oh, he holds up an Alexa Bliss. I gotta agree with Engineer Sam here, because there's not a lot of, if you look over this card, it doesn't look like there's a lot of heels that are going to win. And if you think that they've been putting Nia Jax through a lot of shit for the last month or so, and that she's going to get her payoff at WrestleMania, I give you two examples. When Michael Cole beat Jerry Lawler, and when Triple H beat Booker T.
All right, let's not bring that up.
No, I got to bring it up. I mean, that really happened. On. No,
it shouldn't
when
happen.
They were super racist the
shouldn't
entire
happen.
Month, and then Triple H still beat Booker T. I'm going Alexa Bliss.
All right.
We got Mustafa Ali versus Cedric Alexander on the pre-show. Tinder Mahal, who you got?
This is actually kind of a tough one because, you know, at first when this tournament first started,
they both rule.
I would have looked at this and I would have said, Cedric Alexander's your guy. He's winning the whole thing. But they have really pushed Mustafa Ali throughout this whole thing. And something tells me they're going to keep pushing him, and I think he's the guy. I think Cedric Alexander is your number two for the guys to work with to kind of be the guy chasing the championship. Hopefully eventually he'll get it. But I think your guy is going to be Mustafa Ali.
I'm on the exact opposite of that in the sense that I think them pushing Ali is a swerve. And just because they are pushing him so hard, I think Cedric has deserved this for a long time. He deserved it more than Rich Swann.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Who's that?
Like, who?
You know, he deserved it more than fucking the first Cruiserweight champion. The only one he didn't deserve it more than is Neville. So give him the fucking belt already.
Yeah. Hold up, one or two. Cedric Alexander for one or two for Mustafa Ali. Sam. He's going Cedric Alexander. I got to go Cedric Alexander, too.
Damn.
I think that the only reason they built up Mustafa Ali is to have somebody credible for Cedric Alexander to beat.
Right,
there's a couple face versus faces. This is a lot of faces versus faces matches in this.
Did you get the memo? There's no heels versus faces. There's also no numbered WrestleManias anymore, so stick to the party line.
Wait, which one is this?
34, but it's not.
No, it's not.
It's WrestleMania.
It's just WrestleMania. Coming up next, we're going to have Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Hunter Hearst Helmsley and Stephanie McMahon Helmsley. Hey, we're going to let Sam go first here. Hey, Sam, hold up one for Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey. Two for Stephanie and Hunter. He's going Ronda Rousey.
They look like one and a half.
Angle.
And it's all about the book, and you know this.
That's true.
Thank you very much, JCB. You go next.
So I'm going with Ronda Rousey, Kurt Angle. You know, even though Triple H is not only Stephanie McMahon's husband, it's also her bra size. I think that Ronda Rousey's going to.
Hold on, let me jay about that real quick. Damn!
Man, this is Comedy Central, dog.
Who you got, Joey?
You know, let me say this. I'm very intrigued by this match. Not as intrigued as I should be, but I'm still intrigued to see what Ronda Rousey can do and to see how Kurt Angle works this match, if he is any better than he was last time he came out with the Shield. I got Rousey going over because I don't think they bring her on to lose her first match. There's no way. And for me, she has to just keep the crap out of Stephanie. I mean, I'm sure Stephanie will get in a few moves here and there, but
there's no way they're bringing her in here to have her lose her
first
match.
No way. But we'll see how it goes. It's definitely not my favorite match on the card, but I'm interested to see how Ronda works. It'll be more interesting to see how she works with the actual wrestler, but here we go.
Bell to bell, over under 10 minutes.
Over.
That match?
Yeah.
We talking interests?
Bell to bell.
Under.
I think it's under.
I'm going to go over. I think it's at least 15.
None of those, people can work.
Ronda's
except for
new.
Triple H.
Angle's fucking old. Stephanie can't work. Triple H is the only one that can.
He's the only one that can work. I mean, there's going to be a lot of posturing as much as it is.
We're going to see some headlocks getting held, buddy.
Triple H is going to spit water longer than this fucking match.
I agree. We'll go Asuka versus Charlotte next, which may be the biggest women's match of all time. Sam, I am. Do you have Asuka 1 or Charlotte 2? Going Charlotte.
Nobody was ready for that prediction.
Nobody was ready for that prediction. Tender Mahal, who you got?
Let me just say, I love this match. I love these two girls so much. I think Charlotte's the best of all time.
Women.
These two ladies.
Women.
These two. That young diva. I really wish they would have built this up more as the best of the best kind of feud. But that being said, we got the match. Beggars can't be choosers. I'm so excited about this match. Asuka is going to win.
I feel like they just assume that we're all going to build the storylines in our heads and like we're going to work all the implications together. Like, I mean, we know that Asuka versus Charlotte is the biggest women's match ever because, like you said, Charlotte is the best women's wrestler of all time. Asuka is so fucking hot right now and she's got the biggest streak going. I don't think they've built this streak to end it at WrestleMania, even though if it did get ended, it would be by Charlotte. I think Asuka's going to continue with this.
I think Asuka's going to continue with it also. I don't think that the build for it has been that bad when you have one person that can't really cut a promo. They've had Asuka go out and squash a couple gals, you know, and they've had Charlotte go out and have these. For some reason, they have Charlotte go out and have these matches with Natty that are real even. I don't know what they're doing.
She got beat by what's her face from Absolution or whatever it is.
Yeah, got rolled up.
Yeah,
you know, that almost makes me want to change my mind and think that Charlotte's going to win. I just can't see Asuka losing. This has not been Charlotte's best year. Charlotte was on fire a couple years ago, or maybe last year, when it was her versus Sasha Banks over and over again. They traded back and forth. And those gals had great matches over and over and over again. And I know that she had a rough year with her dad and everything, but her being on SmackDown is garbage. If this is the way they're
100% agree.
If this is the way they're going to use her, she should be on Raw. She should be the focus. I love Alexa Bliss. I love Alexa Bliss, but they were reversed this year. Alexa Bliss should have been on SmackDown. Charlotte should be on Raw because they're obviously an A and a B show. And Charlotte is the best women's wrestler we've ever seen. And the only person that comes close to it is Asuka.
Yeah,
so
agreed.
This is a huge match. I mean,
I can see Charlotte going to Raw and being the one to take the title off.
I think it'd be cool if this match led off WrestleMania because I think they could give them 18, 20 minutes and it could be great.
Yeah, I agree.
At least three moonsaults.
I think it's going to be five, probably four or five.
Just who's going to win the Women's Royal Rumble or the Women's Battle Royale? Let's get this out of the way.
Bayley.
I don't even want to talk about this. Who do you think is going to win it?
I'm going to go with kind of a long shot. I would love to see Becky do it because I think she needs some love. I always think Becky needs some love. But
man, this is Comedy Central, dog.
Yeah. But I'm going to go on a limb and say Ember Moon.
Did you say Limber Moon?
Limber Moon.
Sam, who do you think is going to win the women's Battle Royal? I'm not even going to give you any names. You just got to pick and just say, I don't even
say like Madeline Albright.
See, this is hard. This is hard for him.
Yeah. Limber Moon.
Okay. I'm taking Becky Lynch. I think that Bayley and Sasha take themselves out of it. The men's battle royal. Let's do this real fast just because it sucks. I'll take, I'll say JCB has Elias. I guess I'll take, that's a pretty good guess. No, I had one coming into it. I'll take Baron Corbin. Fuck it.
I'm going Big Cass.
Oh, that's good. Fuck you. Joseph.
Titus O'Neil.
Ooh, I like that.
Sam.
Do I have choices?
Yeah, no, just pick a dude.
Just pick a men's wrestler.
Of any era.
Triple H.
There you go.
That's probably right.
That would actually be awesome. All right, so we have The Bar versus Braun Strowman. Bonus 5 points if you can guess who Braun Strowman's mystery partner is.
So I heard this on the radio on another podcast. I'm not going to mention, but someone said James Ellsworth, and I thought that would be the funniest thing.
That was Bill Veggie.
That was what I said.
You said that.
Yeah,
you said
that was what I said.
I would love that. I don't think that's going to happen.
So are you taking Braun?
Oh, yeah, Braun. And can I say how much I hate the name The Bar? Like,
oh, I love it.
I'm over these guys. Like, I love these guys as singles. I love them together. You don't know if they're baby faces or heels. I think it's kind of starting to kind of wind down where you need to split these guys up. So I think Braun's going to win.
So who's going to be the partner?
I would say Big Show tonight.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good guess. Sam, one for Braun or two for The Bar? Braun. Zach, who you got?
I actually have The Bar. I think whoever Braun's partner is only there to take a pin and make Braun continue to look strong and keep him out of the tag team picture.
Do you want to guess who it's going to be?
I'm going to double down on my Big Cass prediction.
I think it could be The Big Show. I think it could be Rey Mysterio. I think that it could be Samoa Joe. I think it could be Chris Jericho. I think it's going to be Ellsworth. So officially, I'm taking Braun and Ellsworth. Let's get this out of the way before. Let's get to the big ones before we lose. Oh man, we got tons of shit to get to. Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar. Who you got?
The big dog.
And which one is it?
It's his yard.
Who you got?
I mean, if this is anything, if you're going to spend 12 months building a match, if it's anything but a coronation, color me fucking surprised. This is going to be Roman Reigns all the way. And I'm not saying that because I'm not looking forward to it. We watched our WrestleMania 31 match. That awesome. Was a fucking awesome match. If it comes anywhere close to that, even outside of the Reigns cash-in, or I'm sorry, the Rollins cash-in, it's going to be good.
I wouldn't be surprised if this match, I think that this match is going to go on last, but it would make a lot more sense for it not go on last if Reigns is going to win, because you don't want to have, because they might boo them out of the building like they did in WrestleMania 20 when it was Goldberg versus Lesnar.
Yep.
Because they hate them both, and I could see Vince not doing that, but I still don't know who what they would put on last instead of it. Still, I'll take Roman Reigns. One for Roman Reigns, two for Brock Lesnar. Yeah, that a boy. Taking Roman Reigns. We got Cena versus Taker. If it happens, the shittiest build to any match ever. Who are you taking?
I will take John Cena.
Taking Cena. Who you got?
If it happens, I got Taker, only because as much as Taker would want to go out on his back, I don't think it does him justice, especially after the match that he had last year. And I think that it actually adds complexity to Cena's character, where he's struggling to decide whether he's going to continue his career in WWE, if he's going to be Hollywood, and if he's struggling to win matches. Big match Cena, big match John. If he's struggling to win matches, it just adds complexity to his character. So
I'm taking Taker. This has been the worst build to a feud I've ever seen in my entire life. It's so awful. It's worse than just when Triple H and Taker just came out and stared at the sign for a little bit. Having Cena be a total bully to Taker just is weak, and it makes me so mad.
Can I say something? Now, I don't think that John Cena can beat the Dead Man, but I think he can beat the American Badass.
Is that Kenny Kayfabe?
I think that's Deborah Michael.
Sam Maul, do you have Cena or Taker? One for Cena, two for Taker. Everybody's taking
Actually,
Taker.
That's my Chris Crisley.
Except for you. We got to spend time on AJ Nakamura. First, do you think this is going to be the match of the night?
Yeah, I think this and Charlotte and Oscar are the two best matches of the night, in my opinion.
Okay. And who you got winning?
I think Nakamura is going to win this.
Nakamura says Tinder Mahal.
You know, the only thing I will say is I hope that they give these guys at least 25 minutes.
They have to.
I mean, this, I hope it's not first. It's obviously not going to be last, but it would be nice if it was, you know, five or six somewhere there in the middle. Not after Charlotte and Asuka, not before, you know, somewhere. Obviously, Alexa and Nia are going to be somewhere towards the end as that buffer match. But no, I'm very excited about this. I think it's going to be one of the best matches of the last five, six WrestleManias. I think Nakamura is going over. I think it's going to be just a lot of strong style stuff.
Oh yeah, just let him go wrestle like New Japan style.
You know, tearing down the house. Best match on the card.
Best match on the card.
Dream
match.
Tear down
the house.
Dream match.
We're going to tear the house down every night. What you got?
I've got Nakamura too. Partly because WrestleMania is all about moments anymore, and we cannot take that away. We've never had a Japanese World Heavyweight Champion. You guys might say Yokozuna, but he was Samoan, so we never had a true Japanese.
Oh, you mean Ronnie?
Yeah, Ronnie. We never had a true Japanese champion. Nakamura is fantastic. This match will be fantastic. What sucks is the build, like we've been talking about. They just refuse to say things like Japan. You know, like, why not build up to the amazing match that these guys have had? Nakamura's already 1-0. So let's, you know, just remember that match and how good it was. They got a lot to live up to.
1-0 means anything to Vince.
It doesn't mean him to Vince. I'm just saying, like, let's at least remember that this isn't the first time that you guys have fought. Like, dream match, yeah, it's going to be great because it's at WrestleMania, but this isn't the first time it's happened. Sam, they do this shit with, like, Bobby Roode.
One
they
act
like he's never fucking wrestled before.
He's taking Nakamura. I'm going to be the only one that takes AJ. Woo! And the reason I'm taking AJ is because when AJ came in hot as fuck and fought Chris Jericho at WrestleMania, they still let Jericho go over. You still got to lose once at WrestleMania before you can go over once. And that is Vince. I think that's a Vince thing. So I'm taking AJ Styles. I think AJ Styles retains.
I got something to say to you about that.
Don't.
On Monday morning.
Don't come up on me like that.
On Monday morning, AJ Styles' title reigns are going to be a lot like the Twin Towers in the sense that there used to be two of them, and it's going to be a real sensitive subject afterwards.
Only one word, or only two words. New Day, Usos, or Bludgeon Brothers?
New Day. No, shit. I meant Usos. Why did I say New Day? Because it was first. It's Usos. It's Usos.
I'm going to go with the Freddie and Jason tag team of the Bludgeon Brothers.
Bludgeon Brothers, Usos, or New Day? Sam. Man, there's so many faces that are winning, but I think they have to give the Usos their WrestleMania moment, so I'm going to go Bludgeon Brothers. Real fast, Finn Balor, Seth Rollins, or Miz? Least to most.
I'm going to go Miz.
Yep.
Seth and Finn. I think Finn needs this. I think Seth's fine. Miz is going to move on to bigger and better things.
Least to most.
Miz, Seth, Finn. Miz has a new baby, and he'll be a great contender for the Universal.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, Miz, Seth, Finn. Least to most.
Miz, Seth, Finn. I'm copying them.
You guys are a bunch of sheeple. I'm going Seth Rollins last.
That's surprising.
I'm going Miz second. I'm going Finn most. Just because Seth Rollins doesn't need it. They're building him up as this sort of wrestling machine. I can see the Miz retaining and Finn chasing. But Finn needs this. Do you think Finn comes out as a demon?
No.
No.
They haven't even teased
it. Man, this is Comedy Central, dog.
Okay, so we got... Last match we got to talk about is Daniel Bryan and Shane versus KO and Sami Zayn. If KO and Sami Zayn lose, they're off of SmackDown forever. But as we've seen in the past, WrestleMania stipulations don't count for shit because when Shane was supposed to lose control of SmackDown, they just gave him back control of SmackDown the next night. Who you got?
I mean, you can send those guys right over to Raw anyway, so it doesn't really fucking matter.
Right, so but who you got winning?
I got
Daniel Bryan's first match back.
I got D. Bryan Shane winning.
You don't think anybody turns heel?
Yeah, I can see Shane turning heel.
But who wins?
I still think D. Bryan Shane win.
And Shane turns heel afterwards?
Yeah. I think you got to give the win to D. Bryan. I don't think that there's like any other... this is one where you got to have a happy ending.
Daniel Bryan and Shane or Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens? Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens, says Engineer Sam. I will go with... Shit. I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan and Shane.
He did it. That pop when Daniel Bryan comes out, and he better come out last after Shane.
Coming out last.
Man, it's going to be awesome.
For the last pick of the calendar year for wrestling, who do you got? Tubier.
So that's the swerve, is you would think KO and Sami would win because they'd be off, but they're not going to. Just like Tender said, they're just going to go to Raw. It's going to seem like they're gone for a couple weeks and then they're going to be drafted to Raw. So D-Bry is going to be going over.
Okay. Hey, guys, those are our WrestleMania predictions. We appreciate you listening to our podcast. We know there's a lot of podcasts to listen to, so we appreciate you taking the time to listen to ours. Birthdays this week. Peter Maivia is Roman Reigns' dad, right? He's 81.
Great chief, Peter Maivia.
David Otunga is 38. Married to... what's her name?
They divorced, dude.
Oh, I'm glad you got your finger on the pulse. Paul Bearer would have been 64, RIP. Harley Race would have been 7.
Harley Race is alive, dude.
Harley Race, happy birthday, 75. Ooh. Balls Mahoney is 46.
Balls Mahoney's dead, folks. Balls Mahoney is dead.
RIP, Balls Mahoney. Hey, guys, we thank you for listening. For Sam the Mauler Maul, for Tender Mahal, woo, for Soul Taco, for JJ Twiggs, for Shock City Studios, for Two Beer Zach Pullman.
Oh,
did I say Tender Mahal already?
Oh, you didn't know?
And for Jason Cornelius Bell, we miss you, buddy. Good, I wish you were here. I know you're having fun at the opening day game. I am Orlando Pace, a.k.a. or Orlando Face, a.k.a. Bill Vey. Everybody, boo the heels!
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.